Good morning. 9:34 a.m. Sunday, December the 4th, 2016. It's cold. Not as cold as it has been. It's upper 20s. I'm not walking very fast today. I'm walking. Not exactly Christopher walking, but I'm walking. So in spite of my best intentions yesterday, it was pretty much a day of lay around the house. I finished J.A. Sutherland, I think I called him Sunderland yesterday. I think it's Sutherland instead of Sutherland. Anyway, the first book in the Alexis Carew series. It was delightful. I'm going to write it up for tomorrow's peer-reviewed, and perhaps I'll write up the Electo Initiative for Wednesday. The first three books, I picked up the fourth book. Fourth book is, I just barely got it started, but the first three books are technically quite, I don't want to say badly flawed, but I think they could have been a lot stronger. I think they could have been a lot better technically. The story is terrific. The story is, you know, if I weren't a writer, if I weren't looking at things like point of view, if I weren't looking at things like transition, I probably would not rate these books as harshly, because they are quite good. They really are. The story is quite good. The character arc is quite delicious. It's a little flat, but the same thing could be said of Ishmael Huang from book to book. He changes quite a lot over the course of his lifetime, but in any given book, his changes are relatively flat. I'm not going to say that they don't exist, because they certainly do, but so yeah, I've actually spent a lot of time yesterday reading. I spent a little bit of time playing with the alpha clones in EVE Online. I spent some time there this morning as well. I'm finding these characters, these nerfed characters, to be very much fun. They're learning their skill time, their skill training's just dreadful. It takes forever to get anything done, skill-wise. But they come out of the box with enough skills that you can do stuff. You can't do big stuff, but there's a lot of little stuff around to do. And for all that I enjoy playing my big characters, playing little characters is enjoyable for a completely different purpose, a different way. I feel like I'm slogging through molasses this morning. I can't seem to get any kind of momentum going on the walk. I'm just barely dragging. I did have a little food before I left. I had a bagel with some cream cheese and a little bit of smoked salmon. So I've had breakfast. I've had some coffee, I've had some food. I just don't seem to have any energy. I haven't got a decent night's sleep last night. Those are relatively rare these days. I'm not exactly sure why. Some nights I stay up too late. Find myself waking up too early. Last night I went to bed relatively early. I didn't have very much left in the Alexis Carew story, so I finished that off, but I think I turned the book off at like 9:30. I slept through till 6:30. The meditation is going well. I will say that the meditation is going very well. I'm like 40 days, 47, 48 days into this thing. And I can't exactly point to what it's helping, but I feel a lot less frantic. Things are a lot less frenetic. Dealing with the day-to-day catastrophes of the household is much less, taxing. It's still taxing. Don't get me wrong. But it's easier for me. Take a step back from whatever is happening and try to approach it calmly. Try to approach it from, okay, this is the thing. How can I help? How can I address it? What could I do? And a lot of times, all I can do is listen. A lot of times, all I can do is give my attention. It feels like a nightmare. I'm walking, my legs are moving, I don't seem to be making any progress. I know that's not true. It's probably going to be a 20-minute day, but oh Lord. So yeah, I find myself being much, I'm not going to say detached, because I'm certainly not detached. Detached was really how I used to be. When things started getting challenging, I still do to a certain extent. I still take the mental step back. And I think that's a good thing. Too often in the far past, not any time recently, but oh, there, sunlight. Too often in the far past, I would become too much in the emotion of the moment, too much in the, I need to address this, I need to fix this, I need to do something. And that wasn't usually the right response. Sometimes, but not usually. So I've been working with my therapist and she's helped me not detach, but to take a step back, to examine the context, examine the words, examine the emotions. And deal with them straight on. Monk post. Deal with them without being drowned by them, which was sort of my habit. Anyway, that's probably more than you care to know. I need to find something delicious. For the last several days, and I have no idea, but the last several days I have been craving something. Some food. Something I don't really know. It's certainly not the chocolate chip cookies I made the other night, because they're not terrible, but they're not great cookies. I don't think it's sugar. I don't think I'm looking for sugar. It might be salt. I don't know. I ate a double handful of salted potato chips yesterday. That didn't seem to help any. But it's something. I don't know if it's like a steak or turkey or pudding. I wonder if I can make custard. I had blueberry pancakes yesterday. Those were pretty good. They weren't right. They weren't the thing I was looking for, but they were pretty good. It's just very frustrating. Usually when I'm hungry, I'm hungry for something. at the moment, I don't know what that something is. So we just go on. We keep going. We walk, we talk, we meditate. We do a little mindfulness exercise every day. The scheduled play helps. I need to get much more into the scheduled work. There's a goose. I don't see him, but I hear him. One goose. There he is. Across the street. Walk along the park here. There was a lot of frost. There's still a lot of frost in places when I came out this morning. Sun is slowly burning it off. The field here is all defrosted. Except where the leaves on the ground are shaded by the tall grasses. Oh, it's not that bad, 1815. It'll be over 19 by the time I get back to the house, but not as bad as I thought. Neighbor out for his walk. He usually has a little dog with him. I haven't seen the dog in forever. Oh, sun feels good on my back. Coming up. <sighs> 20 minutes, that's not bad. Compared to where I thought I was going to be. But here I am, at the back gate. Tomorrow's another day. And with any luck at all, I'll talk to you then.